Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are many free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home. This is the annual Deliverance Conference being held at Lake Hamilton Bible Camp in Hot Springs National Park, Arkansas. Thursday afternoon, October the 24th, 2013. Jerry McGee is the speaker of the service teaching on water spirits. This is now the conclusion of this message from Part A.
But you can be totally surrendered to all of those things, and then God's going to show you some more. And so I'm seeing some big things in my life that I never saw. If I'd have seen it a long time ago, I would have repented, but God knew I couldn't take it back then. So He lets us have problems. What got me on this water spirit thing is about three or four conferences ago, when I was here at Lake Hamilton, I would feel in my shoulder, when I'd start going into the shower, I'd feel something in this shoulder. I thought, that's a water spirit. How do I get the thing out? I've been repenting. It's getting weaker. It's almost gone. But it was real strong, and I'd come to the camp. And see, it's tied in with pride, my eyes. It's tied in with haughtiness. You know, the Bible says it's better to be patient than haughty. Have you been impatient like I have? Impatience is the opposite of haughtiness. I'm sorry, patience is the opposite of haughtiness. I think that's been my worst sin in my whole life, is being impatient. And I'm repenting as fast as I know how. So we're either using our mouths to speak living water, or we're using our mouths to speak the kind of water that is not living and that Leviathan sports in. And we just read that in James that the tongue is a rudder, it guides our ship. So our words are not the word of God. We are speaking out water spirits. And so I want to give you some scriptures now on water spirits. Go to Psalms 93:3. It says, "The floods have lifted up, O Lord. The floods have lifted up their voice. The floods lift up their pounding waves." So the floods can talk. We know a real flood can't talk, right? So you see, that's a type and shadow of the enemy, this deceiving spirit. Water spirits are deceiving spirits that want to inundate you with the flood. Matthew 7:25, "And the rain fell," talking about a wise man who built his house upon the rock, "and the rain came and the floods came and the house stood. But the house that was built upon the sand was washed away. And the rain fell and the floods came and the winds blew and slammed against that house, and yet it did not fall, for it had been founded on the rock." The rain fell and the floods came and the winds blew and slammed against that house and fell, and great was its fall. And then Mark 4:27, "Jesus spoke to the winds and waves and said, 'Peace, be still.'" So we know that was demonic. Luke 21:25 says, "Signs in sun and moon in the last days, and stars and upon the earth, dismay among nations." We see that happening right now. "And perplexity at the roaring of the sea and waves, and the hearts of men failing them because of fear." Number one killer of people in the United States is fear. Hearts failing them because of fear. Heart failure. If you grew up not being taken care of, and now you hear everything that's going on in the world, you've got to deal with a lot of mother-daddy issues. Because if mother and daddy didn't protect you, the lie is, "Oh dear Lord, I'm here in this world and it's one world order time and all this stuff is coming and nobody to protect me." And that is a major cause of fear of what's going on in the world right now. And see, that's the only way the devil can defeat you, is to get you into fear. I heard a man say the other day that you can change a person's DNA through fear. You'll do crazy things when you're afraid. You'll even bow down to the beast or renounce Christ. So all fear, I'm glad that fear was addressed today. All fear. If you weren't protected, the lie is, "God's not going to protect me either." But that's a lie. God's not like your mother and father. He said, "If you dwell in the secret place of the Most High God, you will abide under the shadow and protection of the Almighty." I like the scripture that says, go into your chambers until disaster passes. Does anybody know how to quote that scripture? Enter into your chambers until, who knows that scripture? What does it say? Yes, enter into your chambers until the indignation comes to pass. What is his chambers? The secret place of the Most High God. The highway of holiness, where no lion, no fool, no unclean can get there. If your ways please the Lord, it makes even your enemies to be at peace with you. The wicked bow down at the gates of the righteous. The boulders they roll will roll back and crush them. The pits they dig, they'll fall in it, and the nets they hide, their own feet will be caught. Hallelujah. I like this one. Foreigners, submit to me. The minute they hear my voice, they come trembling out of their fortresses. And so if you're a person that's evangelistic, the enemy don't want to come near you because he don't want to send people that's going to get saved. Right? He don't want anybody to get saved. And so we have to purpose in our heart that whatever comes against us, we've got to tell them about Jesus. Jonah 2:3, what happened to him because of rebellion? He was swallowed by a great sea monster. And when he said, "Lord, I'll obey you," that whale spit him up. Psalms 18:6 says, "He drew me out of many waters. I was inundated by the flood, and he drew me out." Psalms 23:2, "The Lord is my shepherd. He leads me beside still waters." Peaceful waters. The other night in church, my daughter-in-law shared a translation she had read, and I really like it. "The Lord is my shepherd. I have everything I need." Hallelujah. Go to Psalms 124. I'm going to do a word study on aliens next. They're just demons. But you know, we're hearing a lot about aliens, aren't we? And so we know who they are. So you don't have to worry about a spaceship coming down and taking you captive, okay? Verse 1. "Had it not been for the Lord who was on my side..." Let Israel now say, "Had it not been the Lord who's on my side..." Well, what if he's not on my side? If he's for me, nobody can be against me, right? "Neither death, life, angels, principality can separate me from the love of God if God's for me." I want God to be for me. He said, "You're my friends if you do what I say." He said that in John 15. He said, "If you love me, you will keep my commandments." And the commandments is to love the Lord your God with all your heart, mind, soul, body, spirit, and your neighbor as yourself. And that's a big test of dying to your flesh. You want to hate? God said you got to love that person. Because love is the fulfillment of God's law. Said, "Had it not been for God being on my side when men rose up against us, then they would have swallowed us alive." Put 1 Peter 5:8 there that says, "Be sober, be vigilant, for your adversary the devil walks about like a roaring lion, seeking..." Now he's not appearing as a water spirit there. "Seeking to devour, swallow you up, drink down, gulp you down." And it says, "Be sober." That means don't be drunk in the spirit. Don't be drunk on alcohol. Be sober for the purpose of prayer. If you're drunk or you're laid out... chilling out or soaking up or whatever you're doing, soaking, you're going to get soaked. It says, "Then they would have swallowed us alive when their anger was kindled against us," and we know the enemy hates us. "Then the waters would have engulfed us. The stream would have swept over our soul. Then the raging waters would have swept over our soul. Blessed be the Lord, who has not given us to be torn by their teeth. Our soul has escaped as a bird out of the snare of the trapper. The snare is broken and we have escaped. Our help is in the name of the Lord, and your help and my help and your only hope is in the name of the Lord." And he's a faithful God. And I believe that if you know how much you love your children, you can imagine God is perfect, and our parents weren't, and you're not, how much God loves you. That's Psalms 124. Go to Psalms 32, 1 through 7. It says, how blessed is those whose transgression is forgiven, whose sin is covered. How blessed is the man to whom the Lord does not impute iniquity, and in whose spirit there is no deceit. Don't get deceived. How do you have your transgressions forgiven? You repent. That means you quit doing it. Turn from it. Get deliverance, whatever. Get help if you need help. But deliverance is James 4:7. Give yourself to God and resist the devil and he'll flee. That's it in a nutshell. But you got to submit. And you know, if we have demons because God is letting them be there because we stepped out from under his covenant, a deliverance minister don't have any authority to cast them out if God's got them there to stay for a reason. So repent, because God wants to set you free. 1 John 1:9, if you confess your sin, God is faithful and just to forgive you and cleanse you of all unrighteousness. I'm searching for answers in my life. I'm searching for answers to water spirits. I'm searching for answers for eye problems. I'm going back through the generations and I'm forgiving. The other day I saw the alcoholic spirit in my bloodline, repented of alcohol, of people that said they loved the Lord, but they were all half-steppers. I remember, and I was forgiving this uncle, but I remember having an uncle that he talked about God all the time, Jesus, but he was down in the honky-tonk at night. Came out of a family of hypocrites. Every one of them, and my daddy had 8 brothers, and they were the son of a Baptist preacher. And he had 8 brothers, and all of them except my daddy were alcoholics. But they talked about God and Jesus all the time. That's a religious spirit. That's double-minded. A double-minded man will receive nothing from God. So I've been double-minded. It's double-visioned. So I've been forgiving them. Not in a condemning way, but trying to get my life right with the Lord. Deal with generational stuff and stuff that I've done too. Okay, Psalms 32. When I kept silent about my sin, my body wasted away. You see sickness? The Bible says that you won't prosper if you cover over your sin. But if you confess and forsake it, you'll find mercy. Through my groaning all day long, for day and night, thy hand was heavy upon me. My vitality was drained away as with the fever of heat of summer. I acknowledged my sin to thee, and my iniquity I did not hide. I said, I will confess my transgressions to the Lord, and thou didst forgive me the guilt of my sin. Therefore, let everyone who is godly pray to thee in a time when thou may be found. Surely in a flood of great waters they shall not reach him. Thou art my hiding place. Thou dost preserve me from trouble. Thou dost surround me with songs of deliverance. You know, when you're in Jesus and you're in Christ and you're walking in covenant with him, hey, Noah's Ark was a type of Christ on the flood. It was safe on the flood. And so Noah means rest. Do you know that's what the word Noah means? The promised land meant rest. And so we have to overcome things in our life so we can possess our spiritual land. We have a land to possess too. And it's working out our salvation with fear and trembling. And we rest when we're yielded to God. When he says, come unto me, all you who labor and are heavy laden, and I'll give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I'm gentle and humble, and you shall find rest for your soul. For my burden is light and my load is easy. And in Deuteronomy says that if you're in unrest, you're under a curse. Because that's one of the curses. No resting place for the sole of your feet. There God will give you a trembling heart, failing eyes, and despair of soul. Okay, go to Psalms 69:1, please. 69:1. Save me, O God, for the waters have threatened my life. I have sunk in deep mire, and there is no foothold. I have come into the deep waters, and a flood overflows me. I am weary with my crying. My throat is parched. My eyes fail. See? Eye failure. My eyes fail while I wait for my God. Those who hate me without a cause are more than the hairs of my head. Verse 15. May the flood of water not overflow me, and may the deep not swallow me up, and may the pit not shut its mouth on me. In 2 Samuel 22, and it's also in Psalms, it says, floods of ungodly men made me afraid. And so there's ungodly men out there that are behind the one world order, and they're putting propaganda out over the prince of the power of the air, over the air, to sweep away the church, the woman with the flood, by receiving all of that. 2 Samuel 22, floods of ungodly men made me afraid. You see, when you are fearful, you lose sight of the authority that you have. If the enemy can get you into fear, he's got you. That's his only weapon against us, is to make us afraid. And we see this world is so full of fear. I mean, everywhere you look, there's something else to make you fearful. I get so many emails that will absolutely curl your hair. I just delete them. And you do too. I don't even want to read them. I know. You don't have to tell me how evil politicians are. I mean, I get so many emails about the president, and you don't have to tell me what he's like. Anybody that serves the devil will do anything. So, not just him. I don't care if you're a Democrat or a Republican. They're all paid off by the one world order. Every last one of them. I like to say I'm not a Democrat. I'm not a Republican. I'm a Christian. That's what I used to tell my daddy one day. He gave me $500 and said, go buy a TV. You need to vote for Clinton. I said, Daddy, I'm a Christian. I'm not a politician. I love the Lord. I think the last thing I said to him, you ought to be thankful that I love the Lord. When he was trying to change my political position. I don't have one. I'm just hanging on to Jesus, just like you are. Okay, but first there was a scripture that I missed that I want to quote. Psalms 144:11 says, rescue me and deliver me out of the hands of aliens, whose mouth speaks deceit, and whose righteous... Let's see, I can't read my... And whose right hand is full of falsehood. Deliver me from aliens. That never even registered that was a Bible word. Going to be interesting to see what God shows us through that, huh? Okay, the purpose of the flood, Matthew 17:15. Lord, have mercy on my son, for he's a lunatic and is very ill. And what did he do? He fell in the water and the fire. Something for your shelf. So the purpose of the flood is to deceive you. And I'm just going to, you want to write these down. Listening to the wrong voice, you'll fall into sin. Genesis 3:13, you know, Adam and Eve. Deception causes you to turn away to other gods. Deuteronomy 11. Beware that your hearts are not deceived and that you do not turn away and serve other gods and worship them. A deceived heart. Be repenting as I name these things, okay? A deceived heart will turn you aside. Isaiah 44:20. He feeds on ashes. A deceived heart has turned him aside, and he cannot deliver himself nor say, is there not a lie in my right hand? You see, if I'm getting deceived, the enemy can suck me into sin. He can entice me to do things that displease God. Being deceived will have you seeing, having you being a laughingstock and mocked at. Jeremiah 27. O Lord, you have deceived me and I was deceived. You have overcome me and prevailed. I have become a laughingstock all day long. Everyone mocks me. Being deceived. You know, one thing pride does, and Leviathan and Python and all of these water spirits, they deceive you about yourself. Self-justification. They deceive you about yourself. They tell you you're all right. And when they tell you those lies, guess what? And you're not all right. We're suffering the consequences of it. Being deceived gives the enemy ground to prevail over you. Jeremiah 20:10. For I have heard the whispering of many, terror on every side. Denounce him, yes, let's denounce him. All my trusted friends watching for my fall say perhaps he will be deceived so that he may prevail against him and take our revenge on him. Arrogance will deceive you. Oh my goodness, the Lord has shown me this past year so much arrogance in my life. And I've told people here, I'm so sorry, I'm ashamed of myself, and that I'm not just telling you that, I really am. And some of you, I haven't shared this with some of you, but you know, I've always been a bold person, thinking that, you know, the godly is bold as lions, justifying that, hey, I'm bold because I'm godly. And then I realized that boldness was using the fleshly, hard, scaly hide of a crocodile. Using human strength instead of, God gives you boldness, but it's tempered as we deny ourselves and as we put ourselves down. The Bible tells the Queen Mother, you take a lowly seat. I heard Frank talk about, you know, when God told him to sit down, he was really saying, take a lowly seat. That's what I thought of. That's what he's told me, take a lowly seat. You know, being an insolent person or an arrogant person or a haughty person, I mean, it's easy to get up on your high horse. You know, every time I get on my high horse, guess who's ruling? It isn't Jesus. And then I did a word study on meekness, and I'm thinking, I haven't been meek a day in my life. I'm serious. I want to be God. In fact, I got on my knees before I came over. I said, God, I put on meekness. We have to put it on through dying to our flesh. I don't want that arrogant thing creeping its head through me again. And these are big things. These aren't just I've been picking leaves for a lot of years. These are big roots. And they're probably in you too, or God wouldn't be having me share this. Jesus has been Lord and Master of my life for 50 years. And I'm not saying that boasting. When I got saved, I hated this world. And when I found the Lord, I haven't wanted anything else but the Lord for 50 years. I've failed. I've made mistakes. I've been mean as a snake. Kyle will tell you that. He's so nice. I'm glad he don't tell you how I was. I'm glad he's meek and nice. I'm saying, oh dear Lord, when you start healing him of my wounds, please have him have mercy on me. we were laughing about that going home one day. I said, oh Kyle, I said, please be merciful. Anyway, I was addicted to diet pills for 17 years, and it's the same as speed. Makes you meaner than the devil. I mean, you'll be washing the windows, mopping the floor, and then screaming at everybody for peeing in the floor. If you have a baby in diapers, oh, God, have mercy. It's easy to forgive you, but it's hard to forgive me. I'm the hardest person to forgive. But you have to forgive yourself. I have a little sister that was been in total rebellion, grew up with a silver spoon in her mouth, has gone through millions of dollars, and been same thing, arrogant, got into New Age, got into all kind of stuff, and the Lord has brought her absolutely to the utter end. Lost millions of dollars, lost everything she's had. Penniless, and I'm not saying this criticizing her. I got my sister back. The other day, she was having eye problems, and no doctor, nothing they could give her. She went to about 5 different eye doctors, and they kept diagnosing something different. She's having terrible trouble, and she was telling me, I said, Michelle, it's just grief. Grief will waste away your eyes. It'll consume your eyes. She said, you think that's it? I said, you got to forgive yourself. I mean, if I had made those choices, I know just how she'd feel. I'd be so mad at myself. I'd be hating myself. I'd be grief. And do you know that when I prayed with her and she forgave herself, she's wore her contacts the last 2 months. She hadn't been able to wear contacts in 2 months, and now she's wearing her contacts. She's letting me do deliverance on her. From telling me in year 2000, I hate you, now she tells me I'm the closest thing to her mom and dad she has. And so I'm so thankful that I got my sister back. So, Lord, we pray for Michelle. We ask you to touch her. We ask you to restore her life, restore her husband, restore their marriage. Restore, Lord. And thank you that she knows you now, in Jesus' name. Arrogance will deceive you. As Jeremiah, I better speed this up. Jeremiah 49:16, as for the terror of you, the arrogance of your heart has deceived you. And you can read the whole chapter. Your lovers will deceive you. Lamentations 1:19, I called on my lovers, but they deceived me. My priest and my elders perished in the city. Your sin will deceive you. Romans 7:11, for sin taking an opportunity through the commandment deceived me. Deception will have you believing you can live in sin and still go to heaven. 1 Corinthians 6:9. Do you not know that the unrighteous, don't be deceived, will not inherit the kingdom of God? Do not be deceived. Neither fornicators, idolaters, adulterers, effeminate, nor homosexuals will enter the kingdom of heaven. Deceived people believe they can keep bad company and not get corrupted. 1 Corinthians 15:33. Don't be deceived. Bad company corrupts good morals. Deception will lead you into erroneous. You'll be sure and be repenting over these, okay? Deception will lead you into erroneous teaching and away from purity and devotion to Christ. 2 Corinthians 11:3. But I'm afraid that as the serpent deceived Eve in his craftiness, your minds will be led astray from the simplicity and purity of devotion to Christ. Deception will have you believing you can escape the law of sowing and reaping. Don't be deceived. Whatever a man sows, he's going to reap. More later in the same thing. Deceived women can deceive men and get them into deception. 1 Timothy 2:14, and it was not Adam who was deceived, but Eve. Evil men and imposters will deceive you. 2 Timothy 3:13, but evil men and imposters will proceed from bad to worse, deceiving and being deceived. Deception will enslave you, Titus 3:3. For we also once were foolish ourselves, disobedient, deceived, enslaved to various lusts and pleasures, spending our life in malice and envy, hateful, hating one another. Deception will have you believing that everything you are and have is because you're so great. Anything you know or have is because God's grace and mercy gave it to you. Any truth you have, God gave it. You cannot take credit for nothing. Sorcery is rampant in the church. It'll cause you to be a foolish virgin and your lamp will go out because of no oil. You'll have the unholy spirit instead of the Holy Spirit. He gives the Holy Spirit to those who obey Him. A lot of things that's going on now and false signs and wonders is performed by the unholy spirit, not the Holy Spirit. False signs and wonders will deceive you. If you don't love the truth, you'll be sent a strong delusion, the Word says. And you know, a person that loves the truth don't care who speaks it. They just want the truth. False signs and wonders will deceive you. Revelation 19:20, the dragon, the great deceiver, will be assigned to the lake of fire. The devil who deceived them was thrown into the lake of fire, hallelujah, where the beast and the false prophet are. The floods lift up their voice, Isaiah 59:19. When the enemy comes in like a flood, the Lord will raise up a standard against him. So you've got to know the Word of God. 1 Timothy 4:1 says, in latter times men will fall away from the faith, giving heed to doctrines of demons and seducing spirits. We see that happening right now. You know, even an open door of a tattoo opens a portal for demons to go in and out of. And then that portal can open them up to something else. Thank God there are people in this room that have gotten deliverance from that. What's happening today, there's no mention of sin, no mention of crucifying the flesh, denying yourself. No word, no holiness, no righteousness. And if the first thing out of a prophet's mouth is not to repent of your sin, I discount everything else he says. Because every prophet in the Word of God would lead people to repent of their sin. Sitting in front of the TV, you'll be deceived. Listening to the prince of the power of the air taunt the church, telling you over the news what's going to happen next. And the church is terrified because they've been sitting in front of the TV set or looking at movies, scary movies. So we better know the Word of God. Another huge deception is that churches send pastors, send their their flocks to psychiatrists and for medical. Jeremiah 8 says, is there no physician in the church anymore? And I'm not going to read it because it's a long passage, but read Jeremiah 8. It says, they heal the brokenness of the daughter of my people superficially, saying, peace, peace, but there's no peace. Jeremiah 8. Verse 19 says, behold, listen, the cry of the daughter of my people from a distant land. Is the Lord not in Zion? Is she not in the church? Is her king not within her? Why have they provoked me to anger with their graven images, with foreign gods? Verse 21, for the brokenness of the daughter of my people, I am broken, I mourn, dismay has taken hold of me. Is there no balm in Gilead? Is there no physician there? Why then has not the health of the daughter of my people been restored? You see, God wants you to do healing and deliverance. He wants you to be evangelistic. Some years back, the Lord just showed me, I don't want to stand before the Lord and Him saying, Jerry, all these people went to hell because you didn't tell them about Jesus. And I purposed in my heart, from now on, I'm going to tell everybody that I meet, do you know Jesus? And I miss some, but it's because it doesn't come to my mind. But most of the time, I do tell people about the Lord. Deuteronomy 5:8 says you're not to have graven images. And God's strategy for defeating the enemy is make Jesus Lord and Master of your life. Know the Word of God. Read the Word. Repent over the Word. I get the greatest deliverance just repenting over the Word of God. You can read a passage and begin repent as the Holy Spirit shows you. Lord, forgive me for doing this. Forgive me for not doing this. I forgive my forefathers for doing it. I break generational curses. And within 10 minutes, I'm blowing my nose. That's the greatest deliverance I've ever had. He sent His Word to heal you. Look up the body part that's afflicted. Look up your symptoms on a concordance and begin repenting over the Word of God. What I'm repenting over now is sight, S-I-G-H-T. And what came out of all that I've studied is people have not found favor in my sight. It's like if you're and y'all have found favor. I mean, don't misunderstand me. But you know, when you have maybe a more of a prophetic anointing, you're always diagnosing people because you do it all the time. I mean, you want to help people. I've asked God to give me extraordinary wisdom, knowledge, insight, dreams, interpretation of dreams, and explanation of enigmas, and I believe He's done that. But it's like God wants us to see people from His eyes, through His compassion, to favor people the way He favors people. And so that's the recent thing of one of the things the Lord showed me, just through looking up sight. Have you found favor in God's sight? Do other people find favor in your sight? Repent of any known sin. The blood of Jesus, the Word of God, love not your life, give up your life. Use the sword of the Lord, which is the Word of God, against the enemy. Psalms 18:16, He sent from on high. He took me and drew me out of many waters. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside quiet waters. Psalms 29:3, the voice of the Lord is upon the waters. The God of glory thunders. The Lord is over many waters. Live a holy life, and it's all by His grace. How do you live a holy life? You just keep on repenting. When you see sin, like, you choose against it. And if you have a problem in an area, you keep working on it till you get the victory on it. There's been things in my life that when y'all were sharing, you were sharing about cigarettes and you were sharing about anger. I remember a time that when I'd get around food, I'd forget God. And I had to say, Lord, remind me when I'm eating food to remind me of You. And I thank the Lord, even though I'm chunky, the Lord's delivered me from a lifelong weight problem just through giving God my food as a sacrifice. So, prophetic declare, we overcome by the word of God, by the blood of Jesus, the word of our testimony. Do prophetic declarations. By the stripes of Jesus, I'm healed. Say what God says. And then Ezekiel 29 talks about using the hook of the Lord, the hook of the Lord in the jaws of the enemy. And then the sword of the Lord visits and punishes Leviathan in Isaiah 27:1. And then live a life of praise. Praise the Lord. God inhabits your praises, and the devil inhabits your moans and groans. So you choose what you want. The Holy Spirit or the unholy spirit. Life or death. Blessings or curse. Truth or lies. And you know what? If you're a minister and you don't speak truth to people, you might as well quit the ministry, because you're not helping anybody if you don't speak the truth. That's how you speak it. I'm trying not to be harsh and brash and mean. I never saw it as meanness, but now I want to come across in love and in a sweet way. Okay, stand up and ask the Lord to show you what you need to repent of, and then we'll pray. So are you going to let the flood sweep you away? Know the Word of God, and you'll know if it's a lie or not. God never tells you anything that contradicts His Word. Lord, I ask that there be a time of refreshing come upon your children. Lord, we've had a long day, and I ask that you refresh every person in here in the name of Jesus. Energize us, Lord, in Jesus' name. We bless you, Lord. Bless you, Lord. Search my heart, O God. Show me how I've used my tongue for evil. Show me the lies I've believed. If God says I'm fearfully and wonderfully made, and I'm His workmanship, and He scheduled every day of my life before I was born, and I'm His workmanship created in Christ Jesus, and that He loves me, then I don't need to believe anything else. Or if I'm on the potter's wheel, He's the potter. He knows what I'm supposed to do, when I'm supposed to do it, and what I'm supposed to do. It's not up to me. It's up to Him. So, Lord, I thank you and praise you for the truth that sets me free. Show me any place I've been swept away with the flood, any place I'm fearful. If you've got a lot of fear, start forgiving your parents for not making you feel safe. Lord, I present my body to you as a living sacrifice. Forgive me for being swept away by the flood. Forgive me for speaking words that contradict your word. And directing my ship in the wrong way. Forgive me for listening to words that don't line up with your word. God, in Jesus' name, forgive me for using my tongue to be a babbler, to speak coarse talk, to berate people. In the name of Jesus, forgive me for using my tongue to hurt people. Lord, I ask you to purify my heart. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, I come against Leviathan. I come against the spirit of Satan. Lord, we hold the word of God against the flood that's come against us in Jesus' name. Forgive me, Lord. Pray with me. Forgive me for not being in the word, not memorizing the word, not meditating on the word, not getting a word from you. God, I ask you to put a spiritual tape recorder in me to record every word from your word from now on. Every time I hear your word, let it be recorded in my heart. Let it be stored in my heart, downloaded into my heart in the name of Jesus. Lord, forgive me for wasting my time looking at demonic things. Forgive me for defiling my garden, my spiritual garden, with perverted things, with evil seeds, with lust, perversion, addiction, drugs, witchcraft, sorcery. God, forgive me for listening to the flood. Forgive me for being afraid in Jesus' name. Lord, I renounce Dagon, Poseidon, Python, a haughty spirit. I renounce all snake spirits, all serpent spirits. Say with me, in Jesus' name, I command to leave me. All serpent spirits, Leviathan, I command to leave me. In Jesus' name, all fear, doubt, unbelief, worry, anxiety, tension, stress, nervousness, lies, lying, deception, in Jesus' name. Leave me now in the name of Jesus. Lord, forgive me for being angry at myself. Forgive me for being ashamed of myself when I shouldn't be. Forgive me for thinking my life's going nowhere. Forgive me for doubting that you're in control of my life. In the name of Jesus, forgive me for listening to the Goliath taunt me over the news media, over the movies, in Jesus' name. God, I pray in Jesus' name that You'll show me how to prepare for these days ahead, in Jesus' name. Lord, I want to be in Your ark of safety. I want to enter Your rest. Lord, forgive me for disobedience to the voice of God and Your commandments that would cause me to find no resting place for the sole of my feet, a trembling heart, failing eyes, and despair of soul. Leave me now, in Jesus' name. I break the power of unbelief and doubt. I break the power of stressed out. I break the power of addictions. I break the power of the influence of tattoos, of body piercing, in the name of Jesus. I break the power of dishonor, shame, in Jesus' name. Go, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, I come against every spirit of the flood, in Jesus' name. I come against, Lord, forgive me for activating Leviathan by arousing him through cursing. Forgive me for cursing others. Lord, in Jesus' name, forgive me for loving cursing. In Jesus' name. I ask You to, Lord, take off this garment of cursing. I cut it off in Jesus' name. Lord, I clothe myself with humility. I take off this hard, scaly hide of a crocodile shield I've been dependent on. The spirit of human strength, I take that off. And Lord, I clothe myself with humility. In the name of Jesus, I put on humility. I put on meekness. I clothe myself with humility in the name of Jesus. I break the power. Pray with me. I come against insolence, arrogance, rudeness, pride, cockiness, haughtiness, know-it-all spirits. Get out of me in Jesus' name. I come against argumentative spirits. I come against every demon that, pray with me, that blocks deliverance. Every spirit of self-deception, self-justification. I bind you up. I command you to go. I bind the strong man. I spoil your goods. I command you out of here. Out of me in Jesus' name. I bind the demons that have been assigned to me to block ministry, to block growth, to block finances. Come out in Jesus' name. I break the power of being crippled or paralyzed. Can't walk. Walking in the flesh. Arm of the flesh. Leave now in Jesus' name. I break your power in the mighty name of Jesus. Come out. Self-criticism. Critical eyes. The demons that caused me not to let anybody find favor in my eyes. The nitpicking demons. The negativity. The judgmental spirits. The critical eyes. Come out. Haughty eyes. Impatience. Leave me. In Jesus' name. Get out of us. Blindness. You have to go. Every demon that's blinded our eyes. You have to go. All spirits of blindness. Spiritual blindness. Go. Spiritual harlotry. Drunkenness. Kundalini spirits. Get out. In Jesus' name. We break your power. In the name of Jesus, we hold up the Word of God that's a standard against the flood. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, rebellion, antichrist spirits, come out. All spirits of self-exaltation, come out. All the spirits of haughtiness, high-mindedness, every spirit that would cause us to get on the high horse, anger, get out in Jesus' name. Inferiority, go. Every spirit that tells me I'm unworthy, well, I am. Thank God for Christ in me, the hope of glory. In Jesus' name, praise. Inferiority, get out. Rejection, the root of rejection, in Jesus' name. Stolen identity, get out. Lord, I ask you to download your identity over to every person in this room in Jesus' name. All spirits of deception has to go in Jesus' name. All spirits that would cause us to feed on ashes. All spirits of an arrogant heart that's deceived us in Jesus' name. All spirits of laughingstock, shame, mockery has to go. All spirits that are prevailing over us, get out in Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus, I break the power of idolatry in our lives. Forgive us, Lord. I break the power of sin over our life and the law of sin and death. Lord, forgive us for walking after the flesh and bringing us back under the law. Take us out of the prison, Lord, in Jesus' name, that we put ourselves in through violating your word, your law. Forgive us for legalism. Come out in Jesus' name. All spirits that lie to us and tell us we can live in sin and go to heaven. All the lies of this easy, greasy grace where I don't have to repent. Get out. All the lies that tell me that I'm going to get raptured out of here and I'm not going to go through anything. That's a lie. That lie is so damnable. It keeps people from getting their heart right with the Lord. Well, I'm going to get snatched out of here. I hope to God you're right, but just in case I'm going to live like you're wrong, get out in Jesus' name. Get out. All spirits that have caused us, Lord, we ask you to cancel the reaping in the areas where we repent. All spirits of deception, sorcery, go. All drunkenness has to go. All Kundalini spirits, that demonic jerk, what do you call that?
Kriyas.
Kriyas, all demons of Kriyas, all demons that came in through soaking, all spirits of drunken, the spirit jerking, hopping, jerking, drunkenness, spirits that have laid us out, in sobriety, go, all demons of false signs and wonders, all dragon spirits, come out in Jesus' name. Lord, we take the sword of the Spirit in Jesus' name, and we just cut and we put a hook in Leviathan's jaw, and we pull him out in Jesus' name. We break the power of it in the mighty name of Jesus. Praise you, Lord. When you feel a release, lift your hands and let's sing. What can wash away my sin? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make me whole again? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Lord, thank you for the food. We ask you to bless it. We ask you to bless this camp. And I want to say something. If you don't have a church to tithe to Lake Hamilton, because this is a pure ministry. Not perfect. Nobody is. But don't give your money to smoke and lights and stained glass windows, okay? God bless you. Lord, bless the food. Purify it. Sanctify it.
This is the end of this message. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are many free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home. Thank you.